The Prince of Poirier.
I serve Sir Edgar Louis, one of London's wealthiest bankers of my time. As his most trusted steward, I take care of all his matters. I know everything about the man and have become very fond of him. He is nearly 60 years old now, an admirable man who never let the death of his wife dampen his position in society as a shrewd businessman. In my 3 years of serving him and faithfully looking out for him, I knew that I had earned his trust and confidence. I gave him the best advice, and Master Louis always listened to me, until he met Prince Gregor MacGregor. From the onset, I did not like the man. It might have been his strong Scottish accent, or maybe it was his persistent request for people to call him Grand Prince, or Cazique, as the natives of his country would address him. This strange character told many fascinating tales from his time as a colonel in the Royal Navy, all the way to the point where he was made a Grand Cazique of the country of Poirier. Everyone listened in awe to the charming prince.